carpenter boy. I've taken very fondly to sitting upon the shattered bones of my enemies. I desire you to furnish my entire abode with such pieces. You may use the vermin scum in the prisons to start with, but my bed should be made only from the prettiest of carcasses.
I know it was here. Here is where we were shot and left to die. We should never have come to this place. We were walking targets before we even set up base. And they knew. Our leaders. They knew what was coming. And they let us walk into our death.
Nah, pipe down, will ya? I'll get you, Dosh, you little gobshite. Yeah, it's sitting pretty. Ring me middle finger. All right, I'll back it in. Oh, yeah. I'll get it, you swear down. Just keep your flaming hands to yourself, lads. Easy now.
It affords me no great pleasure to see you in distress, and I'd rather not be taking your memories. However, my hands are tied. So I do hope you'll forgive me. Not that you'll remember me. Now, if you just sit still, this shouldn't hurt.
I can't believe they killed him. Shot him in the bare dust outside our yard. I know he was a wrong'un, but he weren't doing nothing wrong. And yet they still put a bullet in his back. Now I gotta bury him in the dirt. He was like a brother to me.
It ain't right. Just ain't right.
He who attempts to pull a veil over fate as it is written is willfully blindfolding himself to what surrounds him. He cannot escape the death that clings to his shadow, nor can he fight it. So why does he try?